waku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa akakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo ukuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama-robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal. Akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obunengi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe ikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha loludaba.
Sekuneminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledombo ritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezijiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisekukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlala etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 eMathabeleland South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngibona ngubangusitandwane bona nqapha manje 1974 khathi esidamu sileqinisa ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli lizazinceda sizafaka izivande zembhida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Kade ezingikhuluma sowathi ungabhoda edamlile nasokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damlele siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
Amazwi kanyathi agcizelelwe ngumgcini isihlalo ekomidi ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisiyawathatha okungaba ngumango phose ongaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi okunayo. So ikuswa kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze usizakala ngodubo lwamanzi ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha lalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile nangumangoyo ulaleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibe lenhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu nge-material. Badala basebenza khonapha i-community yesebenza kodwa kabala kudla bakudla besebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esilesifisa ukuthi nxa singathola uncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala ngoba sikhangeleke ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenza khonapha obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha kodwa kabala nzuzo engathi bayithola ngathi umbe ngathi liholombe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yemelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMIN Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi asetshile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisenamanzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile kulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabe Gwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhukwe Gungwe umnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esezile minyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu khonapha eGungwe kukhanya liyalungisa sibili kuyathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo tibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngebhorane yibo lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanate ezifiwo zethu khonapha.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction umnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Esithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza ukuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kokade liko khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuki asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabelapha sezangezelwa asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe bubuvilibane edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakha leli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingamathumi amathathu 33 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udoka udanisayo ukuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho ezizabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqinini tusene lihle akula lutho. Akula lutho sibili lezisebenzi sezizezaqunywa ezinye bezisebenzisane kuvela akula lutho sibili emanyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South kasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalonyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula ezigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu Albert Ngube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sise Plumtree esigabeni sakomadlambuzi. Sixoxa lo Johnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuchiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli uStudio 7, umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyalenzisa izinqola lama window frame. Ukuthi komadlambuzi laphana ngiyatholakala madlambuzi center kumbe emkhomeni business center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uye phutsha ungathi usebenzisa malini, njalo nxa usuyithengisa uyithengisa ngemali?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar. And uma sengithengisa, ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yokusilela kwepetroli, kusilela kwepetroli. And then ngiyabe nesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami ababe nesifiso sokuthi emsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo. Obanyabe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube i-industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngapha umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzubekwazi uzovuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi awuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla, but ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando kuticha uMr. Msemwa owayengifundisa uDweki. Wayelokho engifundisa izinto zeUDweki, lokho engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kumfumfu esifundweni sami. Ngalesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga, but lokho ngilwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi omsebenzi ezandla. Ngabonake ukuthi iwoodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, abese ngibona ukuthi ayi i-welding isenhlizweni yami ngicabanga ukuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama, ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube lokho ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga insimbi zakudala lezi mbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini. Ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa, abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi. Hayi, ngabona ukuthi hayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo, mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha, abechisela bachisela abantu, abantu bekuye bebonge bethi hayi imisebenzi uyawuyenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela, ngithi ngayenza into ngibabize, ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kurungu ngaphi. Hhayi bethi hhayi kuhle. Lokho ngiqhubeka kanjalo. Lamanje ngingacabanga ukuyenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something. Ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisetshe mboni. Lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. Ikhosi ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zifitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abaningi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwabasakhulayo njengami ababelesifiso sokuthi bengabe le mizamo yemisebenzi ezandla, kodwa belokho benjani besasendimeni le ndima yentshengo. Kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo, ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So ontshengo labo abalungayo
abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe, mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo, bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane, bengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyosibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi, ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana uBusani Sibanda.
Sinana masiko
wenziwe manje
lo baba mkhulu.
Sinana masiko
babelobola
usenziwe manje.
Ngibingelele baba unkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi uma ukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho nsindisiwa, ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko uma ibuya kumdali, into eyenziwa continuously. For example, athi kudala mandulo bekuthi uma isizwe silenkinga, imvula kayinethi, isizwe siyempini, siyahlaselwa, inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane esingayazi, kuyagulwa nje, kukhona nje into engahambi kahle. Bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo. Inkosi yabo ibiyibheka le nkinga, isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izele nyama lezwe lomoya, ophathiswe isibani sezwe, okhanyisile isizwe, ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu, ideyithi exhumene lomdali. So lowo muntu bebethi mabe inkosi idlulisela kuye, yena abe sesiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Uma esiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu, mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya. Mhlawumbe nje ubona imvula kayinethi, kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani isihlahla esijaswe ilizulu, dobha amathambo litshisa, izidleko zabo thekwani tshisani. Liyana mpendulo uma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethe libe lisenza njalo, gawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula. Ya mpendulo lena uma ibuya, kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini, inkosi ibisisenza imbizo, ibiza isizwe. Ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every before imvula iqale kumele sigawule isihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2, every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje, ilanga elinje yabo yazilwe lezi, yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali, ebibuya kumdali through imboni, imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involve, kulamasiko angapheli. So kusiba lamasiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile, aphele, kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye, kubuye kuqala amasiko amatsha, bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala ukhokho bethu kade be-powerful, ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, bebengaziyeli kumdali. Babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu, inkosi yethu isidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya. Yena lo ombathwe esidala udlulisela kumdali, asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why ukhokho bethu kade be-powerful, very powerful. Kade besiyokulwa labantu abaphethe imbhobho, bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba. Kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, futhi kade beyihloniphe hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokho, sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni, sathi kumdali siyaziyela, asisalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona, siziyelile kumdali. Yini elungayo? silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besesatshwa ngezinye inhlanga. That's why izinye inhlanga zabuya zeza la ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful elandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa lomdala. Thina salahlo kwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilaba abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singunumber last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyinumber last yazo zonke inhlanga ngoba silahle indlela yethu. Ebisiphilisa indlela kade senzokhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe. Kade senzokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe. Sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni. That's why singabantu abasoko. Sibonge.
Umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko.
Zimbabwe.
Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla.
Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhilini iTestamente elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuke chapter 10 siqalise uverse 25. Bheka kwase kusukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso, kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, weyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo lokuqumbaqumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law, ngoba yizo izikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, ukuthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa elokunaphakade. Khangela njani, wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazi mthetho okunaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abesesikathi kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe ngamandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngako konke, aze athande ngumakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. Impendulo kaJesu engiyithanda ithi, uphendule kahle, yenza lokhu uzawuphila. Nanga umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze, uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolinga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle, yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabe unguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokho utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla, uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lo wake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu ele Arenal Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhla ka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law Grade 5, Grade 7. And then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela esafunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le high jump ngayiqala nge mistake if I may say. I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time, uXolani Mabhemoyo, I fell sick and who I was master wethu asked me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Ngasenge recruitwa iWanki Athletics Club. We were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines. Ngihlale endlini kaPrize Ndlovu, Mrs. Ndlovu. And in my life, they really played a big role.
Njengomuntu owayelesiphiwo emdlalweni etheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa. Wasekhetha oweqa, owe high jump. Wekela ibhora lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. The extent of it, one particular time I was fifth best in Africa, Southern Region, as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga seqa ngoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le Africa.
I broke national record in Zimbabwe in 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215. And then a week later, I broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, break after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uSiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arenal Movers. Ngimele Studio 7, igama lami Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa oludumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulu. Sixoxele omunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza skopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Anele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguntungami linkomo.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.